Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Be very glad that you just came on board. Because our conversations pre-show are pretty juicy.
This is sit-down comedy.
Yeah, that's it. When we make Seth blush, we know we've done a good job.
Not many people can blush over the air, but golly, Seth's good.
Yeah, he is good. Bless his little heart. Okay, so tonight, one of those wonderful subjects that I know everybody is thrilled to talk about, guilt, shame, and the negative ego. Really, surfacing from our depths, it's time to revisit how they stand in the way of where we're destined to go. And Veronica and I were just chatting for a moment about people are just coming apart this week and trying to figure out why they're coming apart. And there's nothing more frustrating than a metaphysician who has worked their hiney off to heal and clear and clean and all of a sudden hitting another layer of goo.
Goo-hoo.
Yeah, really, and wanting to jump ship altogether, thinking that they have totally failed. And, oh, and so if I had a license for what I do, I'd be burning it tonight, but I can't find one. So, oh, God bless the team. So tonight's show dedication is to the healing of humanity and Mother Earth and all people who are experiencing any form of trauma as we make this shift. And so I just, and unfortunately, the range of trauma globally is from one end of the spectrum to the other. But I'm even speechless about this one. No matter whom I talk to in the world, and Veronica, I'm assuming you're having the same experience. There's just stuff flying right now. Mm-hmm. It's just flying. And people are really, well, we had a couple of big shifts. One, we came out of Mercury retrograde. And we have Mars that just dropped into Scorpio. Now, my Mars is in Scorpio. So for me, it's a great placement because it's my drive of Mars is your drive and ambition. It can also be your anger and et cetera. So it's pushed people to the edge of anytime Scorpio gets into Mars, it can be really heavy duty because the dark stuff comes up. And so my big recommendation to everybody, exercise. It will help move your body right now. It's really, really, really important to move these energies through. Wouldn't you agree, Veronica?
Yes, because a lot of people that I'm talking to are absolutely frustrated. It feels not stuck. Things are changing, and then they can't trust. They can't trust how it's all going anymore.
That's right.
They can't even trust their own higher guidance in a lot of ways.
No, and that I had one today like that, where they're actually feeling betrayed by their guides and feeling like, you know, the bottom has fallen out and they've lost trust. And when I look out
at does Mercury, I mean, does Mars in Scorpio, I would jump into that and say, well, doesn't that mean that way down deep inside, all of that's being re-examined so that it can be transformed?
All the darkness is, yes, it is.
Yeah. So that our trust would be up, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Trust, and this is where the guilt, the shame, the negative ego, they're all, it's like the sludge at the bottom of a pond.
Oh,
okay,
Lord.
You shake things up enough and that sludge comes up and everything gets real cloudy.
Hmm.
And that's really what we're experiencing is a very deep layer of this guilt, the shame, and the negative ego who is having a freaking field day with it all right now, because the minute you get discombobulated with guilt and shame, where you're bouncing back and forth about, you know, should I do this? I have to do this, doing things you don't want to do. And shame, which, God, you know, after all the work I've done, what's wrong with me? Why haven't things changed? And here I am back in another mess, emotionally or any other way. And the negative ego jumps in with both feet and just goes to town.
And a lot of people I'm talking to are having strange legal hassles.
Yeah.
You know, that aren't necessarily clear to them, like, you know, being, being investigated for something and going, what happened? It's almost like attracting in some pretty strange situations, you know.
A lot of the legal stuff, and I had one today as well, and it's a company that's in a lawsuit where the company itself was all of their, basically it was corporate espionage, okay? And a major case that was a long, ongoing undercurrent that went on, and the kind of the everything hit the fan today with the realization that the way the laws are structured, that the laws in a way are structured to protect the perpetrators rather than the victims.
Yes.
And which, again, is another piece of this kind of unhooking, okay, of the law, okay, again, out-picturing of the masculine, patriarchal masculine archetypes, archetypal energies. And so we're seeing it in lots of areas, and it's really important not to lose faith and hope.
Well, it's kind of the dark sludge before the big shift, if the yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And people are having to revisit, you know, how have I historically run my energies? How does this really look? And I kind of giggled. I mean, this is kind of off the subject, but it's on. My son, I recorded Reba, which is a little sitcom that I can watch during my lunch half hour, you know, while I shove my food in. It's actually 20 minutes when, you know, you can scoot through the commercials. So that gives me 20 minutes to eat my food and to kind of giggle. I need the break, right?
Right.
And my son said, Mom, if you record anywhere, Reba's is the way it is right now. I feel like I live with them. You know, you've seen so many of them. He's become part of the sitcom. So I decided to record something, the New Adventures of Old Christine, the gal from Seinfeld. And and my son said, well, you know, Mom, and he's the one that actually gets to watch television. He said, well, the humor, this, that, and the other thing. I said, I don't know, Rick. I said, I think I've watched one of them. And so I turned one on today, and here was her whole story. She can't keep a man because her life is so busy that she can't arrange time to really date. And I thought, boy, talk about stuff coming up out of the shadow and the, you know, shame and guilt. And this is me, okay? I talk all the time about having a man. I just thought, where the hell I'd fit him in? And I talked to somebody the other day, and I said, well, maybe next Saturday I can meet you for coffee. He said, a week? And I said, yeah, I'm really sorry. But so I'm watching this program, and I thought, oh, my, because she's so dysfunctional. In her dysfunction, I saw my mirror, and I was like, oh, jeez. So... Oh, I'm sorry, but I found so much humor in that. At any rate, this is not funny stuff. I took a couple of excerpts. This channeling was included in the stuff I sent out. And this is by Jennifer Hoffman, and this stuff is copyrighted, by the way. She puts it all so well. The more than any energy shifts open our hearts to the divinity of who we really are, the more we become aware of the darker, denser energies that we carry.
Yuck.
The more our hearts open, the more this crap seems to surface, and of course we're getting downloaded like crazy right now,
which is
pushing stuff up and out, and learning to not take others' behavior personally makes it easier to release betrayal and disappointment. Learning not to take others' behavior personally, and this one I really sat with for a little bit. We can even let go of abandonment issues when we understand that others love and give to us from their own limited resources. But these emotions have a residue of guilt and shame that is much harder to process and remains with us. Shame is even more destructive emotion because it emanates from within us, from a core of unworthiness that defines how we perceive ourselves. And that core of unworthiness is, boy, that's up right now for people. Especially with all that's going on around us. This core feeling spreads to every area of our lives, setting our energetic vibrations at such a low level that we feel undeserving at every turn. I love this. Our experience of being shamed leads to feelings of not being enough, not good enough, not right, not worthy, and we shame ourselves when we believe we failed at something, not realizing that the shame is responsible for the failure. This has been coming up in lots of sessions that I've seen this shame is really distorted. It's really interesting when we can, I'm sure you're seeing it too, Veronica, and kind of stand back and look at how shame has distorted our realities and our experiences. That our lens is so askew that we can't see the reality of what we're experiencing. It's very discolored, but it's not. Again, it's subjective reality, but we're seeing it through that lens of shame, guilt, and negative ego. So then... these things are showing up, and the negative ego is coming in, and I love this part because this is, to me, really, it's a new way of it showing up. Not that it hasn't shown up this way before, but right now the clarity of being able to observe it for me is really stellar. I'm fascinated by it, that these things are showing up, and... the negative ego, who is in total denial that what we're experiencing is even related to guilt and shame. And immediately it says, who, us? You know, I don't have guilt and shame. I've healed all that. I mean, look at all the work I've done. You know, it's got to be them. It's got to be that other person that's making this happen in my life. And then we go into blame, which is another one of those things that just permeates everything. Okay. And further distorts everything we're experiencing. And you know, that we haven't even thrown fear into the mix. You know, for your people that are having these strange legal issues, they really, and I'm sure you're doing this with them, Veronica, but not giving it power because, boy, that, you know, again... it's showing up in our world right now. Who do we give the power to? Because ultimately, it's a strange... give me an example of what's going on with without disclosing anybody.
Let's see. One of them said she was absolutely confused because she was being accused of embezzlement in a nonprofit. It would make it a better story if I told you what it was, but I can't do that. But and then she had carefully compiled all of the records and so on to prove her case. And these two women don't like her, and they're kind of in charge, and one of them lost most of the records. And so it's just one of those cases where it's their word against hers. And she said they did it to the woman before her in a slightly different way.
Well, my first hit on that is that they're the ones that are embezzling.
Right.
And they're setting her up to take the blame, as they did the woman before her.
Yeah. And it's interesting because we did talk about her, you know, having to develop her putting light out and actually not getting into the shame part of it. We did talk a lot about that because she can get sucked right in. It's a vortex.
Oh, absolutely, because it's so, you know, yes, very good that you were able to guide her in that direction because that's huge.
And it is kind of, yeah, it's a big challenge for her. I think she's going to be fine, but she was like, oh. She's already in court about it, so.
Well, if the other people lost the records, they have no way of proving it either.
Exactly. But still, I mean, that's pretty horrifying. That's a pretty, feels like an escalator in a sense, going down the wrong way for her. But she's I think, going to be strong. She's got it. She's handling it, you know. But it's also the nature of the business is a very do-good kind of thing, and you go, that's also what's happening. You get this kind of contrary ethical thing going on out there.
And are we talking nonprofits or in general?
Just generally in business, you know, that the good and evil is kind of dancing in an odd way.
Well, again, it's a out-picturing of what's going on with us internally.
Yeah.
As this stuff is rising up, we're going to see a lot of it outside of ourselves if we're not dealing with what's inside of us. And the minute we're watching television and the news and go into blame or into they're bad, they're terrible, boy, we just become an absolute attractor for this stuff.
A magnet. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, because we lower our resonance and wide open, absolutely wide open. I hate to be an ostrich, but I am very, very, very careful these days about what I do watch and what I take in. I don't, you know, I just, again, I've been surrounding because I'm working on the intensive, and so I've been immersed in this music, and I'm fascinated by how it shifts my vibration and keeps it really high. And, you know, the music, the tones, the notes, years and years and years ago when I was resisting channeling, big time, because I was afraid of it. I was afraid that they'd just find me wandering around in my house, you know, days later. And it was very funny. And they were explaining about the notes and the harmonies of the universe and so on and so forth and how it was all tied together, musical notes. So, I wanted to touch a little bit on the shifting of wealth, and I'd like to do a show on this probably next week, but this is a perfect example. It's happening, and I'm in awe of the overall, when I look out at the planet and the energies and I read the energies. We've always heard that there would be a redistribution of wealth on the planet. And, you know, in my own little pea brain, you know, I just went, yeah, right. And I'm watching it happen. And I am absolutely watching people that, it's a fascination to me because as the old is breaking down, the new is being created, new ideas, new businesses, so on and so forth. But I see this redistribution of wealth. And I don't know if you're seeing this, Veronica, but I am literally watching this happen and watching the breaking down of companies, be they major or small, losses of fortunes. And not that they're losing them all, but I can actually see what's happening, forcing some of these people to create new, kinder, better ways of doing business. Not that they're bad people, but the pressure is pushing them to then create something new and different. And these are some people that are very big on the planet. I'm fascinated with what's going on. And I see the pressure keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Likewise with governments in Africa, no offense to whoever's listening, but some of the most corrupt governing bodies in the world reside in Africa. There is nothing that can get done in any traditional form of doing business in Africa, anywhere in Africa. And the way that things are structured in Africa, the people will never receive anything. It all stays in the governing bodies. Everybody gets a piece of everything, and it takes years to get anything done, and it's just fascinating to me. I mean, it's not that I don't have empathy for people, but again, I'm seeing this redistribution. I'm seeing the changes and shifts. And that's not to frighten anybody. There's a real good side to this, but we will get into that. But just again, talking about this whole transition that the planet is going through. And, you know, I got to say that, you know, when we've been talking about ascension for years, we're in it, and boy, are we ever in it.
That's pretty exciting.
It's very exciting, and I'm talking to people, and I'm fascinated by people who are lawyers and doctors who are struggling financially, whose incomes have dropped, you know, 60%, 70%. And I'm just like, what? And I guess we shouldn't be so... Perfect case in point, my son, well, I'll go into this when we go into the financial thing, but subjective realities, and I'm watching what's happening in the worst real estate market in the country right here in Las Vegas. And he's got the world at his feet on every level. And I'm just watching this unfold, and I keep telling him, Rick, I see what's coming, but I can't tell you because it'll overwhelm you. And I don't normally read futures, but this stuff is so, it's like precipitation. It's coming down. Because the way that he decided to go in and do things was to help people to do this and do that. And he did it with such commitment and integrity. And literally, he's going to work for a company where they're, what they do doesn't even go through the board of realtors. It's these huge transactions that don't go through any reporting agency. I mean, they're handled legally, but, you know, and so nobody knows that all this money is moving. It's just fascinating to me. These, you know, like $28 million homes and, you know, $15 million homes, and that stuff doesn't get reported, you know, to your local board of realtors and stuff.
Why not?
Because they don't ever even get listed on the board. These are if you're dealing in those levels of real estate, you don't want other people walking through. You're dealing with buyers and sellers at a much different level. It's a totally different world. But it's been a wonderful example to me to see the prosperity levels, because my son focuses on repossessions and so on, and the major companies have said to him, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, et cetera, you go over here and we'll bring all of our listings to you because of the way you do business. And there are realtors out there that would kill for this. I'm just fascinated. Again, subjective reality, where in the midst of the worst market I've ever seen in my life in real estate, especially in Las Vegas, and to see my son dancing through this, and if he's got any problem at all, it's, you know, how did this happen? He just keeps saying to me, how did this happen? And I've seen him come home in tears from the compliments that he gets and, you know, just overwhelmed. And so, again, redistribution of wealth, where all these people have been in the industry for years. And I believe me, I'm not bragging that he's my son, but what I'm seeing is that people coming from their heart and doing really the right thing, trying to help, and he does a lot of these programs that help the underprivileged and so on. There's a state program he's very involved in. And so I'm just fascinated. I'm just saying, whoa, the realities are separating. But if we're, you know, I want to get back to our subject, which is guilt and shame, because It's, and I really recommend, you know, we did the Shame Shows, Veronica, in February of 2007.
Wow, that was a long time ago. I remember very clearly.
Yes, and so there's five shows in the archives, everybody. And so you can go back in, you can sign up for the archives with BBS Radio, and you can go in, listen to those five shows. And also Lazarus has some incredible tapes on ending shame. It's a series of four tapes. It's Shame in Infancy, Psychic Contracts of Pain, Adolescent Shame, and Adult Shame. And they're brilliant because shame is something that has to be lifted. Now, the team does do a meditation, I think, on the fifth show where they do some lifting as well. But Lazarus' work, I mean, these are brilliant tools, brilliant tools. And also there's another wonderful tape called Ending Guilt. Highly recommend that, and this is at lazaris.com, lazaris.com, and you can actually, they're streaming down, you can actually download them onto your computer and drop them on a disc if you want, or onto your iPod. But this is stuff that needs to be reviewed again right now so that, you know, we don't get caught sideways. Another thing I wanted to bring up too is relates to the negative ego. I have had people going out putting crystals at various places. And a lot of these people, they program them and cleanse them and program them and so on. And they're getting absolutely slammed when they do it energetically. And so I want to forewarn any of you that, you know, are getting ready to do it or have done it, that I would probably recommend that you try to only do one location a day and see how you feel afterwards. What you're doing is connecting into a, for the best I can tell at this point, a very huge grid of energy that's planetary and non-planetary. And now, I know Natalia went to the Statue of Liberty when she was taking the ferry away from the statue. She said she looked up and there was this huge white aura all around the statue. I explained to her and I said, yes, you have great gifts, and you're connecting into this grid when you place these crystals. So what's happening is, I mean, because otherwise we'll be assuming that we're all going to walk on water. There's also this additional energy that you're connecting into. And the amplification is so dramatic, which is why people get kind of knocked out when they go and place these crystals. So just be aware of that. Just kind of prepare yourself. Eat something nice and solid, like pancakes, before you go.
Like what?
Pancakes. You know? That's my comfort food spoke. So, not something I'm really allowed to have, but if I'm going to go do any kind of really big work, I will crave them. I'm sure it's to keep my butt on the planet, literally. let's see. I did want to talk about that. Okay, and the other thing, too, is that what you're all experiencing right now, and regardless of whether the shame stuff is coming up, the negative ego, guilt, all three, please don't let, I mean, it's really interesting because we've been talking so much about taking your power, feeling powerful, feeling like you're enough, and then we get this big wave of shame, guilt, negative ego, and then throw in some fear. So it's like you know, kind of step into this empowered space, and then all of a sudden you've got this giant wave like a tsunami that comes over you of these, you know, kind of darker energies. You're like, oh, I'm not who I thought I was at all. And it's really not about that. It's really about recognizing that every time you reach up, just this, as she said in the beginning of the channeling, every time you become more light, more of this stuff is surfacing, because it can. It needs to come out. It needs to come out. How about your people? Are you noticing it with your people, Veronica?
More it's issues, deep issues, as I said, of trust, and that then maybe the guilt and shame. But I haven't seen that as much as I have like deep questions, probably about themselves. And again, that would bring up shame and guilt if it's there, wouldn't it?
How about betrayal?
I'm not seeing that as much. It's just like really deep trust, trust of self, trust of the people around them, trust of business, trust of life, trust of their spirit guides, that sort of thing, you know. That's been a theme that's been pumping through my household over the last little while.
Well, trust usually doesn't come up without the fear of betrayal or abandonment. Those two things have got to trigger trust.
Sometimes, maybe it's the trust of self that I'm seeing more than anything. Trust of how they perceive things. Trust of what. And I guess that is betrayal and abandonment of spirit and higher guidance and so on.
And God.
And God, yes.
I had somebody today who actually spoke about that and felt very betrayed and abandoned. And I think that by their guidance I think for some people they're going to have a very difficult time, although Lord knows we're seeing enough of it, where this, I flipped on the news for, I think it was all, it was, I was making the bed and turned on the television this morning while I was making the bed, and the news was on from the, and they were talking about the gas explosion in California. And the monies that were collected from the customers to cover the replacement of that pipe, which they knew needed to be replaced, they used to pay bonuses to the gas company employees.
Oh, my gosh.
To the executives. And if you think this isn't going to cause a furor and a huge investigation when your own utility companies, I mean, this is the kind of stuff I see coming up. So the trust stuff, I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, so that's actually the
this
kind
is out picturing.
Yeah, that's the kind of that's the nature of many things. People don't know who to trust politically. They don't know how to trust economically. They don't know, you know.
Well, ask anybody if they're dumping money in the stock market right now.
Yeah, and that's the other question. People go, okay, what do I do? I've got my stock money sitting here. I don't know what to do. You know. Put it in a sock.
Yes, thank you. Although you took it right up. Bury it in the backyard. I mean,
make a gold tree. Seed the gold tree. Yeah.
Yeah. Really. Buy. I mean, you know, if I was going to say to somebody, you know, if you're going to do something, buy precious metals. But I'm not a good advisor in this arena. And you know, since I don't have a boyfriend, obviously I just. People wonder if my mattress is lumpy, you know.
But the gold seems to be in invention and creation. People are actually getting very excited about creating different ways of doing things, and you know what I mean. That, like, that seems to be also another part of the conversation these days.
It's. I see ideas being born that are absolutely brilliant.
Yes, I think that's
new ways, innovative ways, kinder, more wonderful ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being born. It's being born. It's being born. And these children that are in, oh, my God, they're just extraordinary. They are the wave of our future. They are our hope. And, you know, I would recommend anytime you're out, touch every child you can. Mm. You know, I used to have a girlfriend that said you're not allowed to touch people's children, and I used to say to her, watch me. They're just amazing.
Mm-hmm. They know so much, don't they?
Oh, their frequencies and their vibrations are just brilliant. Okay.
all right, a little bit of trouble making connection tonight. All right, welcome to everyone. Welcome to you. All right, so lots of things moving and shifting, and nothing feels very solid right now, does it, Veronica?
No, it doesn't. Fast moving, isn't it?
Oh, very, very. But well, it appears to be fast moving, yes. Accelerated, yes. All of you are feeling like things are just boom, 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 one thing after the other. And you don't have to leave your chair for it to be that way, do you? All right. A feeling of great acceleration for all of you. Energies are moving very, very quickly. Lots of shifts. All right. We're just kind of scanning everyone here. Just a moment. All right. Safety. This seems to be a big issue for all of you, isn't it, Veronica? Safety.
Yes. Trust and safety, yes.
Yes, yes. Are we going to be safe? All right. Now, what we want to say to all of you, now, yes, to the things the channel talked about with shame and with guilt, negative ego, all right? Negative ego, very important. Now, the reason, one of the reasons these are coming up so strong is because safety is feeling threatened. And as you said, trust. All right.
Right.
So what that does is bring up for you immediately, what's wrong with me? Why not me? What's wrong with me? What have I done wrong? Why am I unlovable? What's going to happen to me? Now, many of you feel that people are moving faster than you are, or doing more than you are, or more successful than you are. More opportunities, or they have a relationship, or a better home, or whatever. More money in their bank account, or wherever they've got it.
Or more humor.
Yes, all right. And that's not your safety. That's not, well, what you're going to find, as things are shifting and changing, that is not your safety as much as you'd like to think it is. Maybe a temporary sense of safety in terms of perhaps assets, liquid assets. But as you begin to see things change, opportunities are going to come like that. And your whole life can change in the snap of a finger. In the snap of a finger. For some of you, you've been working on this and doing that and so on and so forth, and it may not be coming together, and it may look like it's falling apart, or coming back, or falling apart. This is where the shame creeps in, the negative ego, the guilt. I should never have let it get this far. What's wrong with me? Why didn't I plan ahead? Trust that you're exactly where you need to be, doing what you need to be doing. Now, many of you, and we want you to understand this, are in a process of being rewired. Rewired. All right? Rewiring of the neural pathways in the brain. And for some of you, now bear in mind, we're not doing this. This is your higher selves, all right? Are being put in situations that are totally contrary to what you've been doing for a good part of your lives. Or things are changing too rapidly, and we know that many of you don't like change. You like out there. Well, let's change the world, but don't change anything in my house or my life. Keep it nice and safe, just the way it was, like that. You can count on change right now. Lots of it. Work on trust, people. You're not going to be abandoned. But it takes work. Yes, meditation, processing. What are my beliefs around this? What are my attitudes, my thoughts, my feelings, my expectations? Programming, another wonderful Lazarus tape on programming. How do I program what I want? Programming's wonderful, but don't do the programming without the processing. What are all the reasons why not? What are my beliefs around that? And again, with guilt and shame, you see that this gets in there and distorts your tools. Then the negative ego, oh, runs amok. Now, we also want to mention here that the way you're experiencing, many of you, your contact with your guides, your contact with your higher self, your contact with what you call spirit, is changing right now. You're not abandoned, people. You're not abandoned. We want you to understand this. As you're going through these changes, you may not get things the way that you used to get them. And that's only because you're expanding, you're taking your power more and more. And in doing so, you may not get the guidance the way you used to get it. Instead of being patted on the head and say, now go do this, you may get, well, how do you feel about that? Or, what do you think? You may not hear the words exactly, but the energy that you're experiencing may be more like that. In other words, take your power. What is it you choose to create? What is it you choose to do? What's your choice? What's your will? Again, these are all your basic tools now. Many of you have been exhausted, we know that. But the energies right now support. Get your bodies moving. Take in oxygen. The more you do, the more you set off those endorphins, those feel-good endorphins, the more productive you feel, the more powerful you're going to feel. Find a place, a way, that you feel good about yourself. Maybe it's if I exercise more. Maybe if it's I meditate more. Maybe I want to do all of those. Maybe I'm too damn tired to do anything. Force yourself to move. For some of you, you're in a stalemate. My life has changed and I don't know where I'm going next. And we promise you people, as all of this change that's going on the planet, you're not going to be abandoned. You're not going to be shipwrecked out there somewhere. You may feel like it, but you're not. You're really not. If you can accept the fact that you're in a process of rewiring, rethinking, emerging as more than you've ever been before, and recognize as well that you are participating in these choices in the dream state. Nobody's making them for you. As much as you'd like to think so. Now, Veronica, what's up for you? What's going on with you? Something?
I guess working on my television stuff, working on my confidence and my trust and my growth and rapid changes inside and like a lot of awakenings, I think it's a little crazy.
All right. How is it crazy for you? That's an interesting term.
Because things are not very linear. Things are coming from all sides. I have a lot of clients, and we're wanting to work the television, and there's a lot of changes and demands of that. It just seems like it's not like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's like huge intersection points all week kind of thing. And people's changes are really radical. They're not just simple, are they?
No, they're not.
So that's what
now,
I'm feeling more
all
like.
Right. So what you're experiencing is very much in alignment with what's happening.
Well, that's good.
All right? In other words, you're not going to be seeing things in a linear fashion anymore. That's what we were trying to explain.
Aha.
All right? That's the old way. Do you understand?
Yes, that's good.
All right. That's cause and effect, not resonant reality. So this resonant reality, things are just dropping in here and there, and I don't know where to, I can't file it, I don't know where to put it. I have to put my attention here and then put my, what does that require you to do? To stay in the now moment, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
In this now moment, I take care of this, and then I handle that, and then I do this, and then I do that. And I know at some point, whatever that is, I will be exactly where I need to be when I need to be there.
And another thing is I can't, if I procrastinate in any of that, it seems I lose track of what I'm procrastinating about totally. So you have to do it now, right now, whatever it is.
Exactly. Again, being in the now moment.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put anything off. Just had this thought, let me write it down, stick it here. All of those little sticky pads, you got those all over. That fits there, that goes over there, this is my to-do board, this is my... Yes. Because you won't be able to carry these things around in your head.
No.
It's moving too fast. For many of you, you'll have a thought, a flashing thought, it's brilliant. And if you don't do something with it right away, gone.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. But that's the way things are coming in. So you're right on point here.
Well, this is good.
It's excellent. And it's a perfect example for everyone that's listening. Don't try to make it linear.
Is it happening that way for people in high political places as well?
Well, the question is very broad, Veronica.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
The energies are there, yes. Are they at a frequency where they're coming in the same way? Not necessarily.
Okay.
Are things very speeded up for them? Yes. Do they understand what's going on so that in a way they'd know how to deal with it? Not necessarily.
Mm.
Now you're asking about a whole different group of people, and they have assistance, and they have this, and they have that. So the real question is it more chaotic for them? Yes.
Okay, good.
All right.
So, that was an opinion, wasn't it, on my part?
Yes, it was. We bordered on judgment. Right. Now,
forgive me.
Chaos. What you're in is chaos,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, and what happens in chaos?
Well, that's the beginning
creation.
Of creation.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's what you're in the midst of, creation.
Woohoo!
So if you're in chaos, congratulations. It's creation. Now, many of you are craving chocolates or things like that to help ground you. Very understandable. A lot of your dietary habits are all over the place right now for that reason. I don't understand I'm craving this, or I don't understand I'm craving that. Because your energies are moving so differently all the time. And even for many of you that are doing the blood type eating, all right, even there's also the genome, but either one. Your energies are changing so dramatically, so quickly, that what's okay to eat right now may not be okay for you an hour from now. So pay attention. Because your frequencies are different. The food didn't change, you did. And your ability to assimilate it. Sorry?
We're going to have to end shortly.
Oh, all right. You want to talk about your shows, dear?
Yes, I'm not exactly sure who's next week. I think it might be Yvonne Smith of the UFOs. I'm waiting for a confirmation. Or Tom Mater, who does a lot of the really wonderful nutritional teaching and support these days. So we'll see what happens. So, and then next Thursday at 7 o'clock is more of this kind of conversation with Radiance by Design.
Thank you. Excellent. Excellent. Well, we still have a few moments here. All right. Why is the negative ego so deadly right now? Remember that the negative ego is not your friend, your buddy. Now, we don't have time to go into all the reasons why, but nevertheless, you don't want to kill it. But you do want, it's like training a puppy. All right, you always have a dominant, you know, what do you call those?
The alpha?
There you go, an alpha. All right, the negative ego is like an alpha dog. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And with an alpha dog, you have to be in greater authority, don't you?
Yes.
All the time. Mm-hmm. And they're always trying to assert their authority. So you have to be diligent.
You have to be the ego whisperer.
There you go. All right. Except in this case, you have to make certain that you let them know that you're not going to kill them, that you're going to drive the car. You're going to take over. They get to stand behind and watch. Don't try to kill the negative ego, but do pay attention. Do pay attention. And if you are obsessed with what your partner is doing all the time, you're playing with the negative ego. It's an addiction. It's an addiction to the negative ego that wants to control. So there are a lot of things going on right now. They're popping up everywhere, including relationships.
Hmm.
Now, we'd like to work with you tonight. Very much like to work with all of you. And instead of shame or guilt, we want to work with your trust. Thank you, Veronica, for bringing that up, because it's very important.
Mm.
Working with your trust, that you're on the right track, that you are enough. Without feeling like you're the greatest and the best, but that doesn't mean that you aren't powerful. You are. And very soon you'll be doing amazing things that you can't even imagine at this time. Working with your trust to know that you are enough. That you can change your life. And that you can handle all that's coming at you right now. And that you can create the life of your dreams. Know that we love you, everyone. And until we speak with you again in this format, and you as well, Veronica, namaste, everyone.
Namaste. Good evening, everyone.